I assume that all of you know who Big Fatty is by now. He's that heinous thing over there at the Big Fatty Online, eating ham and just being fat.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 23 of Big Fatty Online for Tuesday, March the 4th. That is a day at sea for me, so what can I say? Man overboard, it's gonna be ruined. Oh, Lord. Well, everyone, your prayers have been answered. There will be no show tomorrow, Wednesday, the 5th of March. It can't happen. There are just times that it can't happen. So today, you're going to get an episode of The Gays. Well, hello.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Oh, folks, we have such a special, special guest on The Gays today. He is our first listener to be on, although other people who have been on also listen. But you are a dedicated listener.
I'm a dedicated listener.
And for those of you who may not recognize the voice, it is Not So Little Kellen. From Arlington, Texas. Hi, Kellen.
Hi, everyone.
So, Kellen was actually one of the first people who said, "Yes, I want to be on The Gays. I want to be on The Gays." So, at least I think you were.
I was, but I don't have any time nowadays.
He has no time, and the other day when I asked him if he wanted to be on, "Oh, I've got to catch up on episodes first." No, you don't. But now he says he's all caught up. Are you all caught up, really?
I am. I'm all caught up. I listened last night to all of them.
Oh, Lord, you poor thing. On a Friday, on a Friday night, he sat around listening to the fat one.
It was fun. You got me through a weird Friday at work.
Oh, well, leave it to the fat one to get you through a weird Friday. Okay, well, great. Well, Kellen, tell us a little bit, for those who may not know much about you, just tell us a little bit about Kellen and what life is like in Arlington, Texas, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, okay, I'm 19 years old, I'm gay, I have a partner, and right now we're both just working a lot because we're kind of on our own. But we're technically in college as well, but that's kind of just a technicality. But yeah, we're just working and, you know, being working girls, so.
Working girls. You're anything but a girl, my dear.
Well, that's probably true.
So, and Kellen tends to, and if I'm letting the cat out of the bag and you don't want me to, but Kellen tends to like the older and bearish men's.
That's a pretty accurate description, I guess, yeah.
Okay, and explain that phenomenon to people, because, you know, there are a lot of folks who just go, "You're 19, you've got your whole life ahead of you, and you like these old hairy men? What's up with that?" You know?
Well, I don't know why, but I tried to be honest with myself, but that's just really the kind of person I'm attracted to. I tried to live my life openly and that's what I discovered about myself, that I don't know why, I can't say for sure. People always say things like, I don't know, you know, with gay people, you know, they weren't necessarily abused or something, but, you know, I had a great life. I didn't, you know, have an odd relationship with anyone older. That's just what I like now. I don't know why.
Well, as I oftentimes say, Kellen, and you've probably heard me say this before, if we were all the same, what a boring world it would be.
That's very true.
It's very, very true. And thank God for people like Kellen, because there's hope for Big Fatty out there. So,
well,
go ahead.
No, that's all I was going to say.
Okay.
Actually, my partner, it's odd because he's he's 20. He's 20, and he's not. He wouldn't call himself a bear or anything like that. But you know, he's kind of a bigger guy. He's really cute, but he's not older. I don't know why, but you know, he's cute, and I love him. So.
So it's not always the older men's. It's just you tend to like that though.
That's true. I got no idea. I just go with it. But that's what it is. I like more, you know, safe, bigger guys, you know.
Okay. And y'all, I have told Callan that should he and the partner ever break up, that there's always plenty of fat in Charleston for him to come cuddle up against.
Well, thanks, Big Fatty.
And y'all, when I first called Kellen, I had the camera on, and I told him, I said, we're just going to have to turn the camera off when we do this interview, because I don't want this to turn into a porn cast or anything. You know, we don't need no big fatty porn on the interwebs. So, anyway, now tell me, I went back, I had to refer to the ham map to see where the fuck Arlington, Texas was. Not the ham map, the listener map. Lord, I'm losing it. Now, Arlington is kind of in the center of the state, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of, here they call it Fun Central, because it's where Asteroid is from Houston, but there's a Six Flags, you know, and there's a water park, and they're going to build the Cowboy Stadium in Arlington. But the trouble is, Arlington is such a hick town. Like, it's the smallest town. It's in between Dallas and Fort Worth, about halfway. And it's so run down. It's not really Fun Central, if you know what I mean. But actually, we have two crack dealers who live next door.
Oh, Lord. Just what we needed to hear. Yeah. So, y'all, if you ever need some crack and you're in the Arlington area, just stop by and see Kellen. And he'll introduce you to his neighbors.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
no, we're not talking about that at all. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, yeah.
Go ahead.
And it's nowhere really. I have no idea how all these big things keep coming to Arlington, but really any place can be nice, but you got to look pretty close at Arlington to find the good stuff.
Well, I think we found it, and its name is Kellen.
Oh, thank you, Big Fatty. That's...
Now, Kellen, when he put his pen on the listener map, he chose the blue pen. And for those of you who haven't been over to the listener map to choose a pen to stick in there, the blue pen is for the horror lovers.
Yes.
Explain yourself.
Well, I'm 19. I'm not exactly, you know, like the horror master or anything, but... I'm interested in the field and exploration of horror, if you will.
Oh, okay.
But just, well, I mean, I guess it's the pin is for the leather community, which I'm technically not a part of, and as a vegetarian, I guess I shouldn't be a part of, but...
What does being a vegetarian have to be with... Oh, well, okay.
The whole community. Cow thing. But okay. There's pleather.
Okay, gotcha. Duh. What does being a vegetarian have to do with leather? Oh, yeah, that's a cow thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But leather smells good.
I gotta admit it does. I'm not one of the vegetarians who's really militant, but I gotta admit, you know, meat still smells good to eat, and it's still good to eat, but I just don't do it. Oh, and leather does really smell nice, but, you know.
Okay. Now, Kellen, is it true that that everything's bigger in Texas?
Yes, it is. That's very true.
Okay, and you're not a little one at all, are you?
Not really. I mean, I'm kind of slim, but I'm 6'2 or 6'3.
So, y'all, if you hadn't seen Callan's picture, you need to go over to the listener map, and he's all scruffy head, or as I would call him, the shaggy head. The shaggy head. We like that. The fat one loves some shaggy head. Trust me.
Oh, good. I love it too. It's more fun because you can be really gay and shake out your hair whenever you want. And you have a good excuse.
And how often do you shake out your head?
When every chance I get, the time.
Well, there you go. Now, do you mind telling us what your partner's name is, or just make up a name if you want to?
Well, I don't think it really. I don't think, you know, his name is Patrick. That's his, you know, his first name. There's lots of Patricks, but
I think that's probably true. So, do you and Patrick? What do y'all do for fun and excitement?
I gotta tell you, we're really boring nowadays. He works really odd hours. He works for he does computer repairs for a company. I guess I shouldn't say that, but he does computer repairs, so he has a really odd schedule right now. And I work pretty late too, so we're pretty boring. We usually just come home and have dinner and watch TV. Well, we actually don't watch TV. We don't have TV, but we watch old TV shows or anything like that, and then we just go to sleep or have sex and go to sleep.
Oh, well, thank God you said the have sex part. I was getting a little worried there now, Kellen.
Oh no, we're not.
Okay. I didn't know if it was that vegetarian thing, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a vegetarian, I don't have sex. What does that have
Oh
to do?
no.
Okay, yeah.
I love that meat.
Right. You fuck like a rabbit, right?
I guess like a
Okay.
bigger person-shaped rabbit.
A bigger person-shaped rabbit. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, if you were to go out on the town one night, what's your idea of a good time for the two of y'all?
Well, we never really do it because Patrick's so boring. He never wants to do anything. But I kind of it's kind of fun to go clubbing. I'm not necessarily a club person, but since we're both under 21, so we can't really get into any more of the fun clubs. But there's a club here in Dallas that's pretty famous. It's called S4 or Station 4. That's what it used to be called, and that's pretty much 18 and older on the weekends. That's kind of fun. It's a pretty big club.
Okay.
But really, it's just that, and we might hang out with friends and play Wii, and we're both nerds, so we play computer games and video games and all that fun stuff. But
Okay. Now, Archer wants one of those Wii things.
I heard.
Isn't he too old for that? Might
Well,
he might break a hip, might break a hip or something if he were to play that in fall or whatever.
if he doesn't start eating his vegetables, his bones are probably gonna feel the brunt of that, but.
You're so right. Is there anything you want to tell everybody that maybe we don't know about Catelyn?
Well, let's see. I'm pretty weird and nerdy. I mean, well, let's see. I don't know. I still play Pokemon. I'm free to admit that. Yeah, I know. Everybody hates it. I'm 19. I should be an adult by now, but I really don't want to
No,
be.
you know what? Don't make that mistake and become an adult before your time. Trust me. Enjoy childhood or early youth, or have a child's outlook on life as long as you can. Trust me. Now, Kellen, when you're on the gays, you're supposed to come up with a good gosh and gay. Have you got anything that you can share with us that would be good, gosh, or gay, or maybe all three?
I was trying to think because I heard it and I understand it, but so far people have been mixing them together. I think I have one for all three, a separate
Okay,
one.
okay. Well, share it with us.
Okay, so for good, I'm probably getting a promotion at work. That's always good. And then let's see, that's just pretty good. But then the gosh is that it's kind of taking a long time to happen, and that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but the big thing is that our company keeps us as contractors for the most part, so they save a lot of money on taxes, which isn't illegal, but it's kind of weird. So, but basically, me being hired would be, I don't have to pay like $3,000 for taxes every February. So
Oh.
that's, yeah.
And that's the gay part?
Well, the gay part's coming. The gosh part
Oh.
is taking forever and a day for
Okay.
them to hire me on. I've been almost 2 years now.
Oh,
Sorry.
Lord. Okay, that
Yeah,
is definitely a gosh.
I know. Yeah, that's a gosh. But it pays well and all stuff. And then the gay, I'm not sure how gay this is. It feels really gay to me, but I run because I like to run at a gym. But I read a book while I'm on the machine. I always read a book. That feels gay to me. I don't know if it is, but that's my gay.
Now, what do you read?
Oh, I love reading. I read anything. Right now I'm reading The Golden Compass by Philip Pullman.
Okay. Now, did you take? Have you read the books that Big Fatty recommended a few episodes back? The
I
tape?
did.
You didn't?
I did not.
Well, there's going to be spankings. No, I better not. You'd
Oh.
enjoy that too much. Well, you need to go to the library or wherever and get the whole Tales of the City series.
I heard about that. I keep a list of recommendations. I actually put that on there.
Okay, well, good. I will be interested in learning how you enjoy those. Because Big Fatty doesn't read, but Big Fatty loved that whole series. And so if Big Fatty recommends it, trust me, it's good.
Well, yeah, that was surprised. I'm glad to hear people still reading nowadays.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now, Kellen, do you watch any of the quiz programs that Big Fatty is always talking about?
I don't, we don't have TV. We don't even have a tuner, so any TV shows we watch are we buy off iTunes or we just, you know, we buy the DVDs.
Okay. So, I'll ask again. Are you watching any of the shows that Big Fatty is recommending?
Oh, we are not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if maybe you were going over to the CBS.com and watching The Big Brother or whatever.
No, I like The Amazing Race because I've lived all over the world and I love, it's a fun idea. But Big Brother, it's interesting. I don't know. I might look into it.
Okay, because, you know, there was the gay porn out there on one of the boys that's on The Big Brother.
I heard, but, you know, most of the people that most people would find, you know, would like, I'm usually not too interested in, but, you know.
Okay. Now, you say you've lived all over the world. That's something that we didn't know about. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm scatterbrained. I was born in Denver, Colorado, 3 months old. I moved to Texas. Then a few years later, we moved to Perth, Australia.
Oh.
Then we moved back to Texas. Then we moved to Egypt, Cairo, Egypt. Then we moved back to Texas, and then 2 summers ago, I moved my parents up to Canada, Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, I love that area.
Yeah, and that's a really pretty city. It's really beautiful downtown. And then I'm in Texas for school.
So pretty much, if you're not somewhere else in the world, you're in Texas.
It's kind of an odd, but I guess it's an oil family, so.
Oh, you're an oil family.
Yeah, my dad's always.
I didn't know if maybe you were on the run from the IRS or something like that. But if you're an oil family, that explains it then.
Oh yeah.
But wow, do you remember places like, you know, living in Egypt and Perth, Australia, and places like that?
I do actually. It's pretty. I have a horrible memory for some things, but things that just like places I have really good memory for. But yeah, I remember Australia. We went to the Sydney Opera House, and I remember going to the beach. And we went to Uluru, or Ayers Rock, you know, people call it Uluru down. But a big orange rock in the middle of Australia. And yeah. Egypt was so beautiful. It's, you know, it's nothing like people usually imagine. It's really dirty, but it's kind of pretty in a dirty way, if that makes any sense.
Well, you know, my friend Miss Kitty, she just got back from a trip over to Egypt, and he was saying it's very third world, more so than you would think it is.
Oh, for sure. It's not a well taken care of place, but you know, there's still a lot of beauty in it, I think. So.
Well, speaking of beauty, my dear, the music has caught us, so we're going to have to say goodbye. Would you, I know you don't have a podcast. Have you ever thought of getting one, starting one?
I actually have, and I might actually, but, you know, nothing at this point. But.
Okay. Well, we would look. I bet you we would all listen to that and look forward to that. By the way, if you're all caught up, you know Big Fatty is on the iTunes now.
I saw, and I sent you an email. I was so excited. I subscribed right away. I downloaded everything.
Okay. Well, good. Well, my dear, thank you so much for being on The Gaze, and thank you so much for listening. You've been a listener for a very, very long time, back during Little Fatty days. And why you keep coming back, I don't know, but God love you for doing it.
Oh, I love you, Big Fatty. You're really funny.
Thank you so much, dear. And everyone, send Little Kellen a little e-letter if you want to. You want to give out your e-letter address? No, not really.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. You can find me pretty much. If you look hard enough, you'll find me.
Look, get hard and look for Kellen. Shouldn't be hard. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Say goodbye, Kellen.
Bye, Big Fatty. Bye, everyone.
Bye. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Meh! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.